and welcome to this week's edition of Situational Awareness. I'm your host, Mark. I play Glebnor, and I'm joined, as always, by the Chaos Crew.
Rich playing Theo.
Roger playing Arendir.
Howard playing Taluga.
Ryan, fuck! That episode sucked!
We got a truck. We got a truck.
Guys, the Plopmobile.
Guys are doing a victory
lap. I'm
going
to use that catapult so much.
Oh, I know.
You think he was good at sieging before?
How many people need to man that catapult?
One.
I think I only had one guy running it.
Just have Reggie loading.
Yep.
I mean, listen. Obviously, gnolls aren't like super high challenge rating. So this was a fight for you guys to win.
Just a pop off.
It was a fight for, first off, Roger, I wanted you to really get a nice feel for how this class plays. Yeah. Which everything worked exactly how I thought it would, which is pretty great.
Except now he looks like that panel from Dark Knight, which is riddled with arrows.
Yeah. So I was ready to cast that arrow that was, if you were going to go after Reggie that one round.
Yeah, you guys just fucking kicked so much ass.
Yeah.
Here's where I made a huge mistake. Never leave a getaway vehicle if you're not comfortable with your players stealing the getaway vehicle, is what I've discovered.
Well, I mean, you led with saying you want us to have all cool mounts and then said, oh, there's a truck with a catapult on the back.
Well, so
tell me how that works.
There was a stable full of cool lizards I thought you guys would ride around on in the next episode.
Come back.
I completely forgot that you said there was like a fun tongue.
Oh, yeah. I was going to tell him after, because I figured you would pay too much attention to that. Than fighting.
I have so much rewriting to do. The entire...
Hold on, now we can use those lizards.
We can load them into the back.
The entire next series of episodes was going to be about you guys getting a vehicle.
We already got one.
But now you have one. So I have to completely change.
Now it's souping up this vehicle.
Yep.
Well, you know it's better than a catapult?
A gun.
A trebuchet.
Yep. You know what we're doing?
Gatling gun?
You know what I now have to do?
Fence over the windows.
Oh, well.
I have to make missile pods for this truck.
I was not trying to give you guys a giant Mad Max mobile this early, but holy shit, did you guys work so hard to get it?
Yeah.
You did every turn was just lasered in on getting that fucking truck.
You said it started going. I'm like, no.
That episode was longer than the fucking finale of Arc 3 because I was panicked, like adding more gnolls to try to put in between you and a truck.
Man, it would have been a little bit harder if Theo didn't blow away like half of the enemies.
Bro,
like,
the visual of you parkouring on a rooftop, switching guns and blowing gnolls away was psychotic.
Dude, his first shot with the
jury's verdict,
where you said, what you described as he blew a hole through him on the roof. I imagine him falling off and landing on another knoll like a life preserver.
Right through him.
Yeah. Yeah, that was like a classic Theo pop-off round. The action surge was just so silly. I was like, he's killing so many dudes up here.
Well, my little surprise has been ruined.
Yeah.
My original plan, Ryan, was I was going to ask my son to hold the bag open while I push the barrel out and dove into the bag to do all this.
From inside the bag of holding? So stupid.
Cobbler loaded.
But you said we didn't have like a line of sight.
Oh my God.
So I had to move up and pull this out of the bag.
I love how there were like soldiers that were like, that immediately got basically all saved except for one orc. And then you guys didn't even talk to them. You're like, gotta go. I just ran by them to get to that fucking
truck. There's still survivors. We had to kill them all.
Yeah. I mean, and like,
hey, the trucks got reverse.
We don't know that, actually.
We don't.
This map is a fucking bloodbath. There are so many dead gnolls and hyenas on my map I'm looking at right now.
How many do you have to add?
I mean, honestly, I only really added one Havoc Runner as the driver.
Mm-hmm.
And then the gnolls on the truck are basically what were operating the lair action.
Yeah.
So I was never going to make you fight a whole new batch of gnolls. That would have been crazy.
I mean, we could have taken
them. The only way you would have had to fight more actual, like regular gnolls, is if you had ignored the hyenas long enough for them to get two turns to eat a body. And then they would have turned into one.
Mm. And now Taluga has hat options.
Yeah, I got a trucker hat.
Trucker hat and
you
a
better believe
hat.
I'm driving this bad boy.
Assless chaps, trucker hat.
I know.
No, I don't have assless chaps anymore. They stitched that up.
Oh. Yeah. I see.
We can find you some.
I might have to make my own.
I love Theo menacingly firing at a window for two rounds, just scaring the shit out of
just
everyone.
Just to see
inside
me drop kick him out the window.
Oh my God.
Hey, I just wanted him out. I didn't care how it happened.
Yeah. Glebnor inside of the guy's body. Blood pouring out of his face, honking the horn. That's like one of the funniest fucking...
Because like I'm going to soul sap this guy and get the truck.
Yep.
And then when you were like, oh, he went in the back, I was like, that he couldn't have seen me soul sap him.
Yeah.
And like the other gnolls, it looked like to them, like their leader had just abandoned them with the fireball and like ran away.
I rolled so low on that fireball.
that spell's weird. I've had abuse slamming sphere before. I'm always just like, 2d6. All right. 12 at the most, like on like a great roll.
I mean, you let me shoot it, so
yeah, that was cool. I mean, you had the, it was funny, you didn't even need to shoot it because you had the range with it, but the visual was
way
funnier.
You said he was 80.
No, he was 60 because he had dashed from the gate.
So I ruined the surprise for no reason.
I was trying to tell you it was just for flavor. But very, very funny. The visual's way funnier of you really quickly setting up a fucking missile launcher and jamming a magical fireball inside it.
And being like, he didn't see that good.
That was, I think...
the extreme noise it made. Like, he's not going to look over here.
Well, he can look, but by that point, it would be in the bag again.
How big is that rocket launcher?
Have to fire it prone.
Yeah.
It's, like, how long is it?
It's going to bipod.
It's basically like a giant... six shooter, right?
Yeah, yeah. But I think I said it has like 12 chambers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I really flavored this thing. It has a stand.
How did you let it happen?
I put a lot of work into it.
Because they
it
haven't out. Figured out rocket science enough yet to make missiles.
I'm working on it.
I'm putting off.
I'm getting pretty close.
Have no ammo, really.
Yeah. Not yet.
Yeah.
But I just discovered I could shoot a flaming sphere through it.
Can you put a grenade in there?
That was going to be. That's why I asked the five grenades. Yeah, so I could have shot them all in there and boom, 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 boom.
Reggie refusing to like give up his grenade was really funny to me.
I loved it.
Just like, no, I only got one.
I feel like he just like he's was holding it. Like
he's saving it for the right time.
They gave me one.
Yeah. It's my precious.
Oh my God. That fight was so dumb. So many dumb things happened.
Dude, I love deflect this.
Another dumb
it's like
thing.
The only other monk thing. It's like,
is there a way that we can integrate Reggie into the truck?
No.
And make him into an Optimus Prime.
You want to upgrade Reggie into Optimus Prime?
You don't?
I do.
Just becomes Jarvis from Iron Man.
Pretty much.
Just becomes AI.
I don't think we know enough engineering for that.
No. Well,
I know rocket science, but I don't know.
We're going to have to park the truck somewhere safe until we can find Ellie.
Oh my God.
We'll bring it to Yeageron.
I'll slap rockets on when I figure out rocket science.
That went so
rocket
just
truck.
So sideways. Just so sideways so fast.
I didn't think you were going to have that guy try to get onto the truck. Mm-hmm. I thought that the driver was just going to leave him. Like, just be like, oh, screw this.
That was a mistake.
Yeah.
Well, it's because I basically was like, I'll give him a round to get to the truck.
And then I bought us a round. Yeah. And then Mark's luck check bought us another round.
The Reggie Haste on top of.
I know. Well, I mean.
Letting me easily get to the truck.
The luck check, I was like, all right, I'll give them a round. Because I'm like, they can't get more than a round. But then the command completely fucked me. That I wasn't expecting.
My original thought was, I'll wall of thorns in front.
Yeah, that would have been cool,
and
too.
And then they couldn't really pick up the initial speed to go.
Yeah,
I mean, it would move, but my idea was like, all right, it would slow him down enough.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, fuck it. It doesn't do anything other than damage. Command!
Boy. This arc's going to be psychotic. It's just you guys driving around an 18-wheeler fighting stuff.
Hell yeah.
I got to put a drum kit on top.
What kind of what kind of bows do those archers have?
They all had long bows.
I was going to say, can I switch out my short crossbow for a long bow?
I'll let you guys loot this like litany of corpses in the next episode.
Yeah, I'm going to loot the fang.
We can interrogate that one archer that's still alive that I maimed.
Yeah.
No, we're just gonna kill him.
Yeah, there is.
I'm down for that.
There is one, one like Noel Archer on top of the wall who got abandoned by everyone. Everyone else just took off.
Maybe we can make a friend.
Yeah, we can brand him.
All right, hold on. Whoa there. You need to settle down. You're leaving here.
I already have like the V2.
It's going.
It's already heated up.
No, we're on V3 now.
Oh yeah, that's right.
I'm gonna make that during this next rest when we have a minute. There in the back go. Of the truck.
I figured
probably.
We were gonna rest, so I'm like, I'm just gonna start burning fun spells that I don't use. So I started off with the finger guns.
That was just
I figured we'd crazy. Rest, so I was like, yeah, I'm going action surge, whatever I got.
One of my spells acts as a short rest for everyone. So if we want to like just keep traveling.
I mean, I do get my key minutes. Points and channel divinity.
I get
back
everything
on
back
short
on a
rest.
Short rest.
Yeah.
I don't get spell slots.
We can just keep moving and then just short. I got a short rest.
You get action surge back on a short?
Pretty
yeah.
sure.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. You get key points back on short.
I gotta do a long rest to get my stuff.
Here's the thing too. So much of the next like two sessions was you guys dealing with like the harsh climate of the desert.
But now we got AC.
But now you guys are just driving in a big truck having a fun time.
I know you were like, you're not going to be able to use your mobile to
I
get
know.
Through the desert.
I was like, I finally found a way to stop Glebnor's bullshit.
But then you made a giant truck.
With you just really shot yourself in the foot.
Okay, it was, I wanted to do some environmental storytelling of like, oh, people in Magri are driving these big, crazy vehicles. I'm like, they'll see a big truck and then they'll want one, but I'll get away. And then, it'll kind of like set up a little quest to make their own vehicle in the next couple episodes.
Well, that's still happening.
I mean, we could still make a new
envoy.
We can make smaller vehicles, put them in the back, and then
dirt bikes,
like dirt bikes or four wheelers or something.
Hell yeah.
Mm. I
need to work on car combat.
You know what I used to do is like, I kept describing Magri. I'm like, Magri's my Mad Max zone. And then you guys are like, catapult truck? Yeah, we're going Mad Max immediately. Yeah.
We're not going to load those lizards into the bed and figure out a way to put wheels on them.
Yeah, I was like, I'm going to give them big geckos to ride around on. That'll be a fun little thing.
Oh, we'll get them.
I mean, we can't leave them there.
Yeah, they'll starve. They need people to take care of them. Nourishment.
I mean, there's soldiers there.
They're all dead.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they're staying there.
Yeah. Whatever his name is, Doolan.
Yep. I can't believe you
we
guys
just
got...
ran by him, just killing everything.
Damn well, right.
They must be so happy.
Oh, I know.
Gotta go, bye.
They were about to get like ripped apart and like
not
their corpses
only did
used
we
to make
stop
noise.
The siege. We
just steamrolled.
We rolled over them like it was nothing.
Well, I mean, I wanted to give you guys a like I
a layup.
I have a real problem in D&D sometimes. Where every fight is always harder than the last one. Mm. And it's like, sometimes you just want to like beat the shit out of stuff in this game. Especially when you like get a level up. You're like, let me do all my cool new stuff and shred.
Feels good.
And I do like fights like these where it's like, there's just a lot of little shitheads you have to kill. That's like usually kind of fun. Mm-hmm. But you guys just do so much damage. Like the Havoc Runners, let me just double check here. They had like 50 something health each. All the archers had 22. The stupid little fucking...
Those Havoc Runners are a little beefy.
They're a little beefy, yeah. They get like 50 something. So like, I was like, I have to always...
Yeah, CO's doing like 30 a shot.
That's what I have to kind of factor in now. Is like, if an enemy has less than 30 hit points, I have to assume Theo might be able to kill it in one hit.
One hit, no.
So like... The way to counteract that is either to make everything be a little too beefy or have a lot of different things. So he's almost like overkilling stuff. Like there's times where you're doing 28 damage to someone with like 10 hit points. Oh, yeah. So like, but yeah, I mean, that was just crazy. And then my Unogu dude, he only had 65 hit points. So like he didn't have like a ton really. His whole thing was like, he was like, let me get all my hyenas in here so they can start like making more gnolls. But you guys have fought gnolls before, so you guys knew knew the game, which was like, kill the hyenas fast so they can make more of them. But Jesus, you guys were really fucking bumping off.
We're on a fucking mission.
Weebly's like indestructible now.
Yeah. I know, with like a battery pack, basically, just absorbing all the damage. That's the other thing, too, is I
lost 9 hit points through that whole thing.
I actually didn't take any damage.
Yeah.
Other than the 5.
Yeah. That's the thing, too, is like, I feel like when you have a monk... and you don't shoot arrows at them, you're being an asshole as a DM. Like, one of the coolest monk features is catching arrows and hucking them at people.
It's also a good way to eat up the key points.
Yeah.
I do more than my punch
in
the deflect missile attack.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice. Because
it's a 1d10 plus 7 is my
really
damage
good.
On it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, because it doesn't scale with your level, right? The plus I think goes with whatever level you are.
Yep. Is it total level then?
Because I believe it is.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I feel like when you get a monk, just shoot at them a bunch of times because every time the arrow comes at a monk, they're like, yes,
I can do the coolest thing I can do.
You've activated my trap card.
Yeah.
I just realized I'm proficient in vehicles.
Are you?
Because I'm a soldier.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Check if anyone is proficient in vehicles. I think you might be the only one, actually.
You got a driver.
Yeah.
It says land vehicles.
It's a land vehicle. Yeah.
Now I got tinkerer's tools, so you know if it breaks down, I might be able to help.
You can fix the
I'm gonna be like drifting that thing in the desert as we come up on another.
You're
enemy.
Gonna teach Tuluga how to drive.
Oh, is that our like driving filler episode? Driving. Yeah.
Our filler, Piccolo and Goku getting licenses.
Yeah. It's just fucking
Tuluga Batman.
Just Tuluga doing K turns in the desert. So stupid.
The fucking. The hell's the back of the semi truck called?
I think
the trailer.
The trailer, yeah. Just
fucking tumbling off into the desert.
Thank God this is the last episode we're recording today. I have to do a huge rewrite. Figure out so much dumb shit for the next one.
Work on that car combat.
Yep. I mean, luckily, I do have the Descent to Avernus book, which I believe does have a whole section on vehicle combat.
Oh, that's good.
And they have all like hell vehicles I can use for my stats. So that'll probably be fun. Vehicle combat is actually pretty sick because like I think it's you have to do like over a damage threshold to injure the vehicle. And the vehicles usually have like pretty beefy hit points. So that'll be fun.
A semi truck is pretty.
Yeah. Yeah. Why did I say a semi? It could have been a Jeep. You know, it could have been a Jeep full of dudes.
18 wheeler.
Because I wanted to be
specifically
like
specifically said. 18
I know. I thought, okay, that's how they transport all the gnolls. There's so many of them. They're all in the back. And I was like, I have a whole catapult mechanic that you guys just didn't roll. You never rolled a one or a two. So that one didn't happen.
How
really.
Much would have that been?
That could have only gone to one person. Okay. But it would have been 4d6 instead of 2d6, which was the other one.
So, like you could have had like. Seven Jeeps, and like we could have gotten one, and the rest of them could have peeled out in the other ones.
I just watched fucking Furiosa again, so I was just picturing like the giant, like drill looking kind of fucking hey, listen, one they drive.
The War Boys ride a turtle. I don't know what to tell you.
Really shot yourself in the foot.
Man, this is reinforced.
Like, we are the chaos like, crew.
Love for Blee Blee.
I know
the religion, all of it.
Well.
We got to kill that vulture. Oh, my God.
Yes.
Oh, I know.
The vulture. My mysterious vulture.
We'll shoot him with the catapult.
It's got to be controlled by Krizik, right?
I don't know. It flipped me off.
I didn't
see the pendant.
He didn't recognize it.
Yeah, but if it was a Krizik vulture, right. Then you probably would have noticed the pendant.
I'll let you guys know. It is not a Krizik vulture.
Yeah.
I'd assume it's some type of like visual scout of some form for one of the demon lords.
I would
assume
still so. There.
Maybe actually. We'll find out in the next episode.
We'd have to make a perception check.
Fly, my vulture, fly.
Well, I was gonna say because I don't think none of us were out other than me were
paying attention to it. Yeah,
paying attention. I mean, hostile.
You told me to kill it, so
yeah. But
we could still catapult it to death.
I'm on the end.
Oh yeah, no, kill it.
I'm gonna shoot it. Or
if anything, we'll find out it's someone wild shaped.
We could put Tuluga in the catapult and launch him onto it.
Oh my god, I have slow fall. This is perfect. Think of the possibilities, Ryan.
This is
you would
terrible.
Have to pass. That's like crazy accuracy with a catapult.
I'm good at aim.
Yeah, have the
sharpshooter catapult.
Have our god sharpshooter dead eye shot catapult Tuluga at the vulture.
He's now slow falling.
How many things in this arc? A catapult really causes a problem for me. There's so many things I have, like the tower of this.
Oh, what if we just break it?
The glowing target of this.
We just catapult halfway.
There's
up.
This big wall.
I gotta kill that truck.
You're gonna have a funeral if you do that. It's gonna be a whole session of just us mourning the truck. A flashback. It'll be like a highlight reel of all our best moments with the truck.
It's gonna be like 20 days of us just sitting near the truck and me mending it three times.
Well, don't worry, guys. We'll just wait.
You guys, of course, you guys gotta paint a sick decal on the truck.
Obviously.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Honestly, folks, next episode, I'm not going to lie, it's probably going to be a lot of truck stuff. I feel like we're going to really get into the
80s montage, working on the truck.
Yeah. All of you shirtless, just working on the truck.
Washing the truck, cleaning it.
We like the Zoolander gas fight scene.
Before you go, go. Mark, take us out of here. I need to go home. God.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening. I hope you like our new truck. If you do, make sure you sound off in those comments, rate, review, subscribe. We got a truck! Keep it dicey.
This has been a Business Shark production.